Ashkan is a recovering alcoholic. It was just over a month ago that he decided to get help. And with Iran now reaching out more people like him, his toughest days may well be over.
After staying sober for 5 years, I had a relapse and started consuming alcohol in a way that made me realize once again that I was losing control of my life and destroying myself. Addiction is a chronic disease, and having now been sober for 41 days, I can say that anybody who wants to quit must let go of their fears if they're after a beautiful life.
Alcohol is taboo in Iran, with tough laws against buying, selling, and drinking. At the very least, alcoholics face being shunned by society and even their families. And this makes it hard for them to come out and seek help.
Last month, the Deputy Interior Minister said around 5 million Iranians drink alcohol annually. And with alcoholism becoming too big a problem to ignore, Iranian authorities have begun to take measures. Government institutions are opening help desks, special wards, and rehab centers to treat alcoholics.
But some doctors believe a lot more can be done.
There aren't enough clinics for these people to get help. The health minister says they've set up 50 rehabilitation clinics across the country, but I don't think any more than 5 or 6 of them are active. And some of the staff don't have sufficient skills to treat alcoholics.
With only a handful of rehab clinics available, Iranians are turning to the other organizations. Jehangir Zuhiri is no stranger to the troubles of alcoholism. He organizes Alcoholics Anonymous meetings in Tehran to provide a space for addicts to share their stories and get better.
It's been 19 years since I got sober, and 15 since I started holding these meetings. We make an effort to help people, but it's not enough. We should work on the issue culturally, make the issue public. But our government turns a blind eye because our religion says alcohol is forbidden. But it also says it's mandatory to help others and save lives.
With no clear government regulation, sales of bootleg alcohol in Iran are likely to thrive. But for those seeking a cure, there are at least some places they can go. Resul Serdar, Al Jazeera, Tehran.